In this video, I will show shortly Moodle basics, and I will also show how to create new course spaces from Sisu. Moodle can be found from the address moodle.jyu.fi. And when you have your University of Jyväskylä credentials, you can log in with it to Moodle. From here, just click and then your username and then the password. I will change the language in English now. And Sisu can be found from the address sisu.jyu.fi, and also logging in happens with the University of Jyväskylä credentials over here. I will use now the test environment of Sisu. Logging in happens similar way than in Moodle. Now I have also logged in Sisu. So when you first enter to Sisu, the role is student role. You have to change it to teacher role. And then if you have already some courses going on, it appears to the front page. But if you are searching for upcoming implementations, they are in my teaching page and here, upcoming implementations. If I create to this implementation the Moodle course space, I go to the implementation information, and here is a tab classification. It's not very informative name of the tab, but anyway, here in this page, you can create the Moodle course space. So classification tab in implementation information page. Click edit. And yes, we are editing. And then here is learning environments and tools used. Click add and select Moodle. If you need an email list, it's also in here. We need only Moodle and save. After you have added Moodle in Sisu classification tab, it takes some seconds and the course space is appearing to Moodle. So soon after you have added Moodle here in the classification tab, the course space automatically appears to Moodle. Let's go to Moodle. This is the dashboard of Moodle. When you start working with Moodle, usually the course overview over here is in progress. But if you can't find the new course space, it's probably in the future category. So courses which the starting date is in the future are in the future category. And the courses which ending date has already gone are in the past courses category. But if you want to see all your courses in this course overview, you can choose all. You can also start your courses behind these three dots and also remove from your view. So course overview, there are three categories: in progress, future, and past courses. And also you can choose all courses course overview to this Moodle dashboard. So in this course overview, you have all your courses you have access to, your courses as a teacher or your courses as a student. Let's go to this course where I am as a teacher. Here are all already some materials, but when you have created the course space from Sisu, it's empty. Only topic titles are over here. In Moodle, it's possible to copy materials from previous course spaces. If you have already done last year or last semester materials in your Moodle course space, you can copy or bring or import to the new course space. So you have to be in the new course space, and then behind the cogwheel we have import. So new course space and import materials from the old one. And then the course might be in here. Let's choose the suitable one or use the search field for searching the course. And then continue. You can choose what you want to copy. For example, if you are bringing only question bank, it's possible to remove all the other ticks. But if you are importing, copying all the material from the old course, you can click jump to final step. If you want to select which activities or which material you want to bring, choose next. And here you can choose which activities you want to copy. Here on the left side, you have participant list. So there should be the accepted students and all the teachers of the courses, if there are several teachers at the course. And then grades has the grade book. And then there are the sections of the course over there. Let's go to the front page of the course. You can use this breadcrumb line to navigating, and then here's also search field over here if you want to search something. When you start creating materials to your course space, you have to turn editing on over here, and then it appears these sentences, add an activity or resource. You can edit the titles by clicking the pen icon. And then after you have written the title, and then enter. Here are edit menus. So you can edit settings of this assignment from here if you need to do it afterwards. These person icons over here, they are sign for no groups. If you click it once, it makes this activity to separate groups format, And then if you click one more time, it's visible group format. So if you are using groups in some activity, it's possible also to put groups on from this person icon. Let's add an activity. So add an activity or a resource. If you are creating materials, you can use, for example, page or lesson activity or also book over here. Here are different tabs, so resources, book, file, folder, if you have a lot of files which students can upload to their own computers. But book, file, page, label is a text field in between the activities, so this might be useful also. And also links can be added. So in the activities page, most commonly used activities are assignment. There you can either write text to the editor or submit files. Also, there is also Turnitin plagiarism detection in assignment nowadays, but there are separate activity Turnitin assignment, so plagiarism detection system in the University of Jyväskylä is Turnitin, and there's separate assignment also for Turnitin. So assignment and Turnitin, you can submit files, and also to assignment text write directly to the editor. Quiz activity is quite widely used for exams or for submissions, or you can create quizzes with it. And then quite often, for example, peer evaluation, peer assessments, and so on, and discussion forums and so on, is this forum activity quite widely used. So if you need to show, for example, students' submissions to other students in forum activity, that's possible. Assignment and Turnitin assignment submissions, only teachers can see the students' submissions, not other students. So if you want to show to your student group the submissions forum can be used for that. Peer assessment is possible also in the workshop activity. Let's add an assignment to this course space. I select the assignment over here and then the settings page appear, and then I can't write and talk the same time. So assignment, and here perhaps the description or the guidance to that assignment over here. If you want to add files to this description or guidance, it's possible. And then the availability. This is quite similar in all the activities. The opening date can be used and due date can be used. Due date is not preventing submissions, late submissions. So if you want to prevent that no late submissions are allowed, you have to enable also this cutoff date. Due date only affects to the label of submission. Is it on time or is it a late submission? If it's late submission, this due date after the due date, the submission label is red, and a cutoff date prevents that no late submissions can be done. So I want to use a deadline like this, and also reminding to create can be used, but I don't need it in this case. Submission type default is file submissions, but if you want to add also editor, so online text, you can add it here. Maximum number of upload files, you can reduce it to one if you want to. And that's all. Then one important setting is this evaluation. So as a default, there are points and maximum grade is 5. So if you are using grading from 0 to 5 scale, this is okay. But if you used, for example, fail and pass, so here is scales and here is, for example, fail pass scale. Also, if activity is not evaluated at all, you can select none. So then it's this activity is not appearing to the gradebook of Moodle. If you want to have a group submission, here is setting for it. So group submission, and if you have several groups, you have to choose which grouping you are using in this activity. Here is also restrict access if you want to add, for example, that the assignment is not shown before the opening date. You can add restriction here that this date, for example, it appears in students' view. Activity completion is automatically on, but if you want to fix it, you can also shut it down, do not indicate activity completion, or you can set conditions also in there. But we use the default now. Okay, let's save and display. And when the submissions are made from the assignment, view all submissions. Here's the list, all the students and their submissions, or you can also click evaluate over here and you will have the evaluation tools of this annotations and stickers and stamps and so on, and also grading over here. The feedback comments can be added from here. Okay, let's go back to the course space from here. So here are some activities now in the course space, and this small squares over here, there are the activity completion. So students can themselves click that they have completed these tasks, these assignments. So in this course space, four topics, so four sections are created as a default. But if you want to add more topics, it can be found here, add topics, and how many topics you want to add to this course space. If you want to change the looks of this course, so here's edit settings and course format. So as a default is topics format. You can use also one topic format, so tabs, or collapse topics. These are quite widely used, one topic format and collapsed topics. You can change the course format later on. So when you are editing the course materials, usually this topics format is best for it. You can change the activities to from one topic to another by dragging. I can show it. So if you want to change this assignment to this section, just drag. If you are using one topic course format, so tabs, you cannot drag the activities to another page. But you can change course format during your editing, back and forth. New course space is hidden, so teacher must publish it when it's ready. So all course spaces, new course spaces, are hidden. So where I'll show it again. So if your course space is still hidden, so behind the cogwheel and edit settings and course visibility must be changed to show. So this course start date comes directly from SISU or from COVS automatically. So these cannot be changed. If you need to change the dates, you must or actually the administrative personnel must do it. You cannot change the dates permanently. If you fix the dates in Moodle, they will be overwrite the SISU dates later on. Here you can also add introduction text or some instructions for the course also from this text field. Okay, so all the new course spaces are hidden and edit settings, you can show it. In the beginning of this, every topic, there are also edits, so edit topic. And here you can also write some description. Or some text or add some images or links. Also files or H5P materials, so it's interactive. Materials can be added also by H5P. So links, images, files, videos cannot be directly uploaded to Moodle. We recommend that all the video materials are first saved to Moniviestin. So it's our own video service and linked, and the videos in Moniviestin are linked to the or embedded to CourseSpace. Now I show how the here edit topic text comes directly under the topic name. You can also add, let's add there some image. Let's reduce the size and save image. Then description of image and save. Now there is also an image in the page, and let's fix the save changes. Now there's also an image. So in every topic or every section, you can add text and images. If you want to add text after the assignments, so it was this label text field, which can be added. Here are the similar things. For example, if we add the SISU link over here, create link, here's a link now. And save. Now here we see the label text and also the link over there. Links can be added also with this URL resource or activity. So turn editing on when you're starting to edit your course space, and behind the cogwheels there are edit settings, and also in this edit menus you can edit settings to every section. You can, if some topic is not ready, you can hide it from students. Also here in the edit, there's hide topic. Teachers can see the hidden topic, but it's hidden from the students this way. So you can hide also topics or activities, individual activities. So if I don't want that a student can see this assignment 4, I can hide it from students. If you want to create, for example, to create materials or to experience the activity working, you can also create a course space or order a course space directly from Moodle. So if you need a Moodle course space which is not connected to Sisu, you can order it from Moodle. So here is courses, and then request a course. Give the name. And then this is important, your course short name, it must be unique. So you have to write a unique name. So course code cannot be, can usually not be the course short name, because it might be in use in previous courses. So for example, course code, and then, for example, the semester text or some your name letters or something like that must be added to the course code. So, for example, no, this must be unique, and you have to create a unique course short name. It can contain the course code, but you must add also the semester code there, or, for example, autumn 21 or spring 22 or 2022. And then course category, these are in Finnish, but anyway, you have to search your institution or your faculty from here. We can help with it. I put it in the sandbox because this is a test course, and request a course. There is also a timeline in this dashboard, so students can also see the deadlines of the assignments over on their dashboards and so on. I think here are the Moodle basics in short. We have workshops where you can come and ask help for creating materials to your Moodle course spaces, or you can also ask help via our service portal help.jyu.fi. So help you is online services, on online guidance for Moodle and every other environment also. So workshops, and also in helpyou.jy there are a lot of instructions I can show. Let's choose English over here. So helpyou.jy, here are guides, or you can use also search field, but let's go to guides, and then are for teachers, online environments, and Moodle for teachers. So here's a lot of written guide or instructions for creating materials to Moodle. And if you want to request support, let's go to the front page. So here is get help with an IT issue. Just click here and fill the form and we will answer you.